Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. As many of you find yourselves spending more time at home, we do follow suit, stay a bit more domestic and delve into the world of great recipes. Today we hear a Spanish-inspired recipe from Amy Ellis, chef at the Harbour Cafe in the beautiful village of Ely on the eastern coast of Scotland.
My name is Amy Ellis, and I am chef owner of the Harbour Cafe in Ely, Fife. I'm talking to you today about my dish, which is squid and chorizo stew, which is inspired by mine and Jack's time cooking in Spain. I love this dish because we are lucky enough to have the best fish on our doorstep. We also have organic vegetables grown down the road that makes this very simple dish special. Don't worry, if the only squid you can get is frozen and the only tomatoes you have in your cupboard are tinned, it will still be worth making and also means you can eat this dish all year round. Not only is it really full of flavour and colour, protein and is super comforting, you'll also be supporting our fishermen who seriously at the moment need all the help they can get. So, all good dishes need a little bit of preparation, and this one starts with the squid. So I don't know if you know, there are over 300 species of squid, but currently at the moment we only eat about a dozen or so of these. I mean, this does change a bit, but about 12. So today we won't be using vampire or colossal squid. I'll be using just my local baby squid, which is delicious. So what will you need? You will need 4 medium or 8 baby squids, 8 mini raw picante, which is hot, chorizo. They need to be raw, that's really important. 1 leek, 1 medium white onion, 2 sticks of celery, 1 carrot, 1 romesco pepper, or just a red pepper if you can't get a romesco, 2 cloves of crushed garlic, 3 medium waxy potatoes, as they hold together much better than other ones, 20 baby plum tomatoes or 6 regular tomatoes or your tin of tomatoes, 1 small bunch of flat leaf parsley or anything you've got in the garden which is fresh or in the fridge, doesn't matter too much, 1/2 a teaspoon of mustard seeds, 1/2 a teaspoon of cumin seeds, 25 grams of salted butter, or if it's unsalted that's fine, just check your flavours, a little bit of olive oil, water, lemon and salt. So, you've got all those things, now let's go to the method. First, let's start by preparing the squid. So, first of all, get hold of the head, and holding the body, pull the innards from the hood. This should come off really easily. When you have detached the head from the body, cut the tentacles off right after the eyes, and throw away the guts. You will see in the hood, there is this beautiful translucent membrane, which is the quill. Pull it out and discard as well. Take the tentacles and pull out the beak. Now, next we're going to take off the skin by pulling it along and take the wings off at the same time. So you just gently pull it off. Wash off the flesh and check inside for any leftover innards. You can use your hands for this, or if you want to, just push it gently with the back of a knife and it will just sort of ooze out. Now you want to cut it open along one side so it lies out flat on your board. And also with the back of the knife, just gently push out anything that shouldn't be there, discard any other membrane. Also at this point, we're going to score the fish, the inside of the fish. This helps get the flavour that you're using, get all inside the fish, and it curls up and it cooks a lot easier. So score crisscrosses all the way over the fish, and then cut the whole piece into, I do 4 pieces, but you can do 4 or so pieces, it doesn't matter. Now, that's you, that's the squid all prepared, so pop it into the fridge until you're ready to put it in the dish. So the next step is to prep your vegetables. So first of all, peel your carrots and potatoes, and then slice the leeks and celery into 1 centimetre rounds, then slice up the onions. Cut the carrots and also the pepper, your red pepper. Just make sure that you de-seed and de-pith the pepper because it can get quite bitter otherwise. And make sure that the carrots and the pepper are roughly the same size as your mini chorizo hole. melt your butter and oil in a saucepan. Now, I don't mind what one you use. I normally use one with a heavy bottom, but it doesn't matter too much. Now then, add your mustard seeds. And when the mustard seeds start to pop, put your vegetables in, all your chopped vegetables, your cumin, and a really good pinch of salt, because this is the time when all your vegetables just take on a huge amount of flavor. So put that in and sweat it down until it becomes a little bit soft. Now, step three, add your diced potatoes. So with your potatoes, also cut them roughly the same size as your chorizo. Get your spoon, wooden spoon, give it a good mix for a few minutes, and you'll start to see all these fantastic colours coming out of the chorizo, all the oils and the paprika and all the things that we love coming out. Then add some cold water just to cover the vegetables and chorizo. Put a lid on and cook until the potatoes are soft. So just on a simmer. And this normally takes around 15 minutes, but don't panic. If it takes a bit longer, that's fine. As long as they're soft, you'll be in business. Now, step four, add your tomatoes. Now, you can chop your tomatoes or dice your tomatoes. It doesn't really matter, but use all the seeds and all the skin because they'll be great. And if you're using fresh tomatoes, cook for another 5 minutes. If you're using tin tomatoes at this point, they will take a little bit longer to cook, probably 20 to 30 minutes, because they've got a bit more of an acid sort of flavour. So cook these out a little bit longer. So once this is done, you're going to add your beautiful squid. Take it out the fridge and make sure when you're putting it inside the pot that at this point everything should be quite hot. Put in your squid on top and then put the lid on. This now, give and take, it roughly takes 2 minutes. You'll know when it's cooked because simply it will curl and it doesn't take any long amount of cooking anyway. Finally, check the seasoning. You're very welcome to put the right amount of salt and fresh pepper in for it to be to your liking. Then I add some chopped up parsley and lemon juice. A good squeeze of lemon juice. Now, if you don't have the chopped parsley and you've got all sorts of other herbs, you can go for it. It doesn't matter. It's a very accepting dish. Now, I normally serve it in a bowl. I put lots of the juice into it and I have it with a really, really good bread. And I think this goes particularly well with a Spanish mentilla or a vino verde. So, bon appetit, have fun with it, and substitute anything that you don't have, because honestly, it doesn't matter. Enjoy.
My thanks to Amy Ellis. This recipe and many more like it can be found in the Recipes for Heroes cookbook, the proceeds of which go towards providing meals for NHS frontline workers in Britain. And for more from the hospitality sector, stay tuned to Monocle 24. You can also subscribe to our magazine and sign up to our email newsletter, The Monocle Minute. Head to monocle.com for more info. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.